This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed. Robin Witten is my guest for the week. Actually, she's the pilot for the week. I'm co-piloting with her. And she is flying us around various audiobooks. So where are we landing today, Robin?
Well, this is another maybe unusual choice. I'd love to talk with you about What Wild Women Do by Karma Brown and read by Carissa Vacker and Hilary Huber.
Ah, well, those are two of my favorite narrators.
Yes, and this is a very interesting duet performance. And I think, to me, it fits so well with the story, which is essentially about two women who are separated by 50 years. So they're two timelines. And yet they find in each other as, well, actually, it's the younger one finding out about the life of the older woman, how they have such common ground and that they can inspire their creative spirits and find their power as women and as friends. Now, that's a little complicated. That isn't telling us the storyline, but I think that's my big takeaway from this work.
Okay, give us a sense of the storyline and how this all comes about.
It's two timelines. We have a contemporary screenwriter, Rowan, who is not doing well in her career, compounded by COVID. And so she basically retreats and takes a cabin in the Adirondacks so that she can sort of get her screenwriting reinvigorated and inspired. And she learns about a camp that existed 50 years ago in the Adirondacks called Camp Calloway, and the woman, Eddie Calloway, who was the creative spirit behind this camp, which eventually became a retreat for women. That's the basic storyline of these two. It goes back and forth. So we have Carissa Vacker doing mostly Rowan and all the characters in the contemporary timeline, and Hilary doing Eddie and her 1970s timeline.
I am actually a big fan of both of these narrators.
You know, we've heard their voices in many fictions, romance, ensembles, but I'm not sure that I have ever heard them together.
I don't think I have. I'm very excited by it.
And this is a true duet in the sense that I feel that they play their characters. The characters are playing off each other, but they've done the performances so well. So Carissa's, whose voice, who has quite a bit lighter, higher voice. And
yeah,
this is the contemporary Rowan. She's a screenwriter from Hollywood, and she's a contemporary woman, young. Then you have Eddie and Hillary's voice, which has this wonderful, rich tone, who is, you know, in the 1970s. She's older, and she's had a lot happen in her life and her career, and her feminism is now, empowering other women. That's her calling at this camp. It's very interesting. And the takeaway, I think, from the story is kind of subtle and it grows on you. So that's what you think about after, at the end, is like, wow.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit now? What are we going to hear? Are we going to hear from both of them, one of them? Who are we hearing from?
We're going to hear from Hillary Huber. And this is the handbook for the Camp Callaway Wild Women Retreat. It's just a great setup for, I think, what this book is really all about.
Okay. This is What Wild Women Do by Karma Brown. It's read by Carissa Vacker and Hillary Huber. And we'll be hearing from Hillary in this clip.
What Wild Women Do. Make ourselves bigger and louder than maybe initially comfortable. Take up space rather than becoming smaller to fit something narrow and unyielding. Show emotion, be it anger, sadness, hurt, joy. We are human and therefore have earned our feelings. Our feminine when it suits us because we want to be, but never because someone else asks it of us. Respect ourselves because not everyone else will. Seek peace without shrinking from chaos, which can be a catalyst for change. Enjoy life on our terms, as we only get one to live. Trust other women and be trustworthy to our sisters in return. Be bold in every space of life, from the bedroom to the boardroom, and take a seat at the table. This is what wild women do. Eddie C. XX. From Camp Callaway's Wild Women Handbook. 1975.
You know, I don't mean to pigeonhole Hillary because she has a wide range, but I don't know if anybody does a wise woman better.
There you go. That's
I
exactly
really
it.
Don't.
Well, that's where this inspiration comes. You know, there's such sort of great emotional power in how she does this performance.
Yeah. Oh, I bet the two play so well together. I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, it is unusual, and I think we'll stick with the listeners.
Okay. That's What Wild Women Do by Karma Brown, read by Carissa Vacker and Hillary Huber. Robin, thanks so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We will, Joe.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher which creates award-winning and best-selling titles by authors like Lisa Jewell, Ginevra Rose, and Annie Ernaux. Explore their catalog at dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.